One of the common thoughts about tshuva is that it's very not natural to us. How could a man erase the past? How could a man fix what he did? Rav Kook teaches us the opposite is correct. Tshuva is part of our lives. Tshuva is part of our nature as human beings. But first we'll ask, how many people do we know that are perfect? That everything they do is according to the ideals, according to Torah and Mitzvot, according to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to what God commanded them to do. I think if anyone knows someone like that, it's very, very few people. Most people as human beings aren't perfect. We do things which aren't correct. That's our nature. That's our nature as human beings which live in a physical world. How could God create us and command us, give us the Torah and Mitzvot when He knew that we are human beings? How could He give us 613 Mitzvot when He knew that we won't do all of them? How could He expect us to be perfect when He created us in a situation that we won't be perfect, that we will be human beings, that we will sin, that we won't do all the Mitzvot in the best way? Rav Kook teaches us that the Ota Tshuva, paragraph 5, chapter 6, that for a man, a human being, to be perfect is not to get 100% in this test. It's to try and become perfect. It's where we set our goals. If we set our goals to become perfect, then we are perfect. Although we have a long distance to it, although we have a long way to become perfect, and maybe we will never achieve it in our lifetime, but it's where our goal is, and that's tshuva. Where do we put our wanting? What do we want? Do we want to become better people? Do we want to become closer to God? This is tshuva. Ha'ariga ve'chefetz ha'kavu el hashlemut. Always wanting to become better people. This is tshuva. And it relies to everyone, relates to everyone. To someone who sinned and to someone who didn't sin. Where do we put ourselves? I want to become perfect. This is tshuva.